Lord Chaitanya explained very simply in Chaitanya Bhagavat, if you just do two things, he promises us perfection. Just chant the holy names and serve devotees without offending them. If you just do those two things, he promises us elevation to Vaikuntha, to the spiritual world. So simple. It's Ekadasi, so it's Pandava Nirjali Ekadasi. Previously, it was the standard that people would, practically all devotees, would not eat or drink anything on Ekadasi. That was the standard. No eating, no drinking. Even many would not sleep. No eating, sleeping, drinking. They would just chant all night long. They would chant and read all day and chant and read all night. That was the proper Ekadasi. But in those days, there was one person who had a real hard time doing that. And that was Bhima. Bhima, he was Brikodar. Prabhupada translates Brikodar, I think in Gita, where he said, that means his belly was hungry like a wolf. He had incredible hunger. If Jagannath was here, he could speak for the rest of the day about Bhima Prabhu's appetite. But when Kunti and the five Pandavas were, after they escaped from that house of lack, they were living in the forest, hiding. And all the Pandavas would go out and collect food and beg. They would just go collect, collect, collect. And they'd bring it all back and give it to Kunti Devi. And she divided the food, whatever was brought, she divided in two parts. Half for herself, Yudhisthira, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadev, and the other half for Bhima. And he was always hungry. The others were all right, but he was always hungry. When he was the 12 years exiled into the forest, he was hungry for 12 years. That story in Eka Chakra, yes? Where that lady, that Bakasura was very powerful Rakshasa. And he used to come to Eka Chakra and just eat people at the least expected moment. So diplomacy, the leaders of the village, better we don't live in fear. You know, you're going to eat people anyway, but better we don't live in fear. So every fortnight, we'll send a big, an entire truck. In those days, they didn't have trucks, but an entire wagon of a mountain of food. And you can eat that. And plus, as a dessert, you can eat the driver. Maybe it was the appetizer, I'm not sure. So that was scary. You know, each family would have to give one of their sons every fortnight. So it was like rotating. So Kunti and her sons were living in one nice lady's house. She was a widow. She was giving nice hospitality, and she was crying. Kunti said, what? Said, it's my son's turn. It's my only son. He's going to get eaten by Bakasura along with all the other food. So Kunti said, no. I'll send one of my sons. She said, no, I can't let you. You're my guest. I can't let you do that. This is my karma. He said, I have five sons. You only have one. So it's no loss to me. And besides that, my son is all right. So it was secretly done. Because the Pandavas were actually incognito. They weren't supposed to be known. They were hiding. So Bhima was driving that entire wagon of food. And he was so hungry that by the time he got to Bakasura's residence, he had eaten the entire mountain single-handedly. Bakasura came out. He was just eating the last prasad. He offered it all to Krishna, obviously. He was just eating the last bits of prasad. And Bakasura couldn't believe what he saw. Because every fortnight, there's a whole wagon of food and a nice human. And now he sees that the wagon's empty. And not only is it empty, but he saw Bhima just eating it like this. And he ate my food. Bakasura was so angry. He just came out screaming and roaring and blaspheming and attacked Bhima. And Bhima just, he wanted to get those last bits of prasad. That was his priority. You know, Bakasura could wait, but I'm going to finish this prasad. So with one hand, he was just pushing Bakasura like this, and with the other hand, he finished eating. And then when he finished, he washed his mouth, and then he made Bakasura into kind of like samosa filling or something. He was indistinguishable. Everything was just one mass of human flesh, rakshasa flesh. So now Bhima was very, very powerful digestion and very severe hunger. So he approached Krishna and said, this, you know, every 2 weeks fasting, I mean, for the other devotees, it's difficult, but for me, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. You know, you're the protector of the devotee. Please save me. 24 times a year to fast without food and water. I'm Bhima, Bikodar. So Krishna gave a concession. He said, on this one day, if you just fast without food or water for this one day, then all the times that you've eaten some, you know, non-grain food, because absolutely no grains, Bhima would not do that on Ekadasi, but all the times you ate, you know, non-grain foods, and broken Ekadasi, if you follow this one day, you will get credit for following all the Ekadasis of the year. Hare Krishna. So Bhima liked that. And by his mercy, that same benediction is upon all of us. That if we break Ekadasi, if we eat grains and everything, then it doesn't work so much. But if we actually get credit. If there was any discrepancy, involuntary discrepancy or whatever in our following Ekadasi, everything becomes regularized and perfect if we follow this Pandava Nirjali Ekadasi without eating or drinking anything. Hare Krishna. So it's a special benediction.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.